In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams in for David Brancaccio. There was a time in this country when we didn't need new toys every Christmas. In fact, toy lending libraries were a common phenomenon, at least in big cities. Their numbers dwindled over the years, but they are starting to make a comeback. Reporter Ryan Kyloth has the story.
Back in 1942, a toy library was called a toyery, and New York City was getting its first.
Toys for the youngsters of Harlem. Busy Mayor LaGuardia officially opens his city's first toyery, a sort of a lending library with toys taking the place of books.
The idea came out of the progressive wave of the 1920s, says Alexander Lang, author of The Design of Childhood.
The 1920s is when most children start going to school and not to work. So there's a real uptick in new schools, new playgrounds, and also new activities.
Within decades, toy libraries were common. Mr. Rogers had one in his TV neighborhood. They often lived inside public libraries. People checked out toys just like books. But as government funding began to disappear in the late 70s and the 80s, toy libraries did too. Though the last 20 years or so have seen a new crop, like this one at Middle Country Public Library in Center Reach, New York.
So we have doctor sets, we have musical instruments, lots of different puzzles.
Librarian Amanda Penzick says Middle Country's program started in the 90s, lending out expensive adaptive toys for kids with special needs. But over time, it grew. Now people can check out hundreds of toys for 2 weeks at a time.
In our community, there are a lot of, middle-income families. Toys aren't always cheap, and children sometimes really want something, and then in a couple weeks or months, they outgrow that item.
Angelica Finnegan brings her 3-year-old son here several days a week.
He enjoys it. This is like his second home, honestly.
Author Alexandra Lang says while the concept was born from a charitable impulse, many newer toyeries have sustainability in mind.
People not wanting as much plastic in their homes and not wanting to have things for a short time and then throw them away.
There are now about 400 toy libraries nationwide, according to, yes, the USA Toy Library Association, and about 3 new ones launching every month. In New York, I'm Ryan Kyloth for Marketplace.